3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Are you looking for your dream home or want to refinance your current home? Take advantage of this unprecedented low interest rate environment with the great service provided by the Wadlington and Winslow mortgage team. Paul and Gabe pride themselves on creating the perfect deal for their customers. They'll shoot you straight and help you get a great rate. If they're not your first call, make them your last. Call them at 832-557-1095. That's 832-557-1095. Or reach out at mortgagesbygabe.com. Gabe Winslow, mortgage broker, NMLS number 1613381, C2 Financial, NMLS number 135622.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM, Elgin, K270CO, Round Rock.
This hour brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaqueroscafe.com.
RBKD is brought to you by Coors Light.
It's a recap Monday here on RBKD. Today on the show, WTF, WTL, or H. What the hell happened in Dallas? We'll get into all that stuff, get into the future of the Cowboys, and definitely yesterday's game against the 49ers. We know what happened in Ames, and it wasn't good. We'll talk some Texas basketball with Texas football. A couple guys choose other places, but we get one to come to Austin. We'll get into all that. He was in Austin, but he started out at DB High, then went to DBU, ended up in Detroit. He's in more private clubs than a swinger. He's as open-minded as anyone, yet doesn't like white food. Never had vanilla ice cream. He's a football theorist. He's an All-American, and he and his woman stole from my culture. Well, she's part of it. And gave an epic Irish goodbye. He is Rod Babers.
And my co-host, he's a lifetime Longhorn, but first and foremost, he is a lifetime Austinite, like the great ghetto poet Bun B. He's a conservative liberal who doesn't discriminate, which is why his dating history looks a lot like a commercial for the Rainbow Coalition. My man was a reality TV star before Urban Dictionary was a thing, and yes, he's only got one ball, but more testicular fortitude than you or your whole team. He is my co-host, the estimable Kevin Dunn. What's going on, brother?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
My woman's Irish, too.
I know, so hey, she can,
you know, boom. And I got my Irish card. I'm black Irish now.
You are.
I'm adopted. They adopted me as one of the fam.
But much like my black card, if the relationship implodes.
Oh, yeah, it will be revoked.
Irish card is gone.
Yes, it is revoked. That
and
is very,
very quickly.
True.
You try and use it somewhere, and they go, sorry, sir, this is declined.
They take it and cut it up?
Yeah.
Sir,
I'm going to cut this up. Let me try a couple other spots.
I need that for my exit strategy.
We're required to cut this up.
Hey, man, I had to. Listen, by the way, loved Zay's wedding. It was awesome.
It was really good.
Fantastic. It was a great time. But yes, had to, had to Irish goodbye just a little bit. And I wasn't the first, by the way. That was my thing. I wasn't the first.
Snoop gave the ultimate Irish goodbye because he got late.
I saw Snoop when he walked in.
So
I saw him.
So I didn't even see you at the actual ceremony.
I was in the back.
You were in the back?
I'm in the back. Me and E. Hogan and Eddie, we're in the back. Kicking it.
All right, I was a row or two ahead.
Yeah, you were a couple of rows ahead, but we had to get seats, and I saw Snoop.
Okay, so Snoop, I never saw Snoop. Snoop apparently got there.
Came in a little late, and I think because he came in late, he didn't want to cause a scene, so I think Snoop
totally
would be
totally fair.
And then Snoop kind of live tweeted the whole thing,
yeah,
I believe.
Then he live tweets it.
And then I believe Snoop, Irish goodbye, first one to do it, he was out. I didn't see Snoop at the little cocktail happy hour we had. He wasn't even there.
But you got to remember, Snoop does not Irish goodbye. Snoop is like the wind. Snoop comes in, Snoop goes away. He is like the wind.
Which is kind of, it's a very fast Irish goodbye.
No, as soon as, I mean, you're right.
He was like McHenry.
You know what? No.
I mean,
this is why Snoop is
this
brilliant.
This was micking it up.
Snoop got home probably to watch the second half of the game. Probably would have happened.
Probably.
Because Snoop was smart. He wanted there to be evidence that he came.
And he live tweets it.
Evidence.
Yeah.
I came. I was there. how can I not be there when I live tweet the whole thing? But he could get out quicker, exit strategy, Irish goodbye, boom.
So he was there for like 10 minutes.
The ceremony was probably a little longer, but yeah.
I know, but he got there late. And then we go out for dinner or for drinks.
Go a little cocktail.
Hang out cocktail, yeah, for an hour. Mm-hmm. And I see everyone who was there.
Hanging out.
And Snoop was over there. And someone told me, yeah, Snoop was here. I said, no, he wasn't. I was in the ceremony. He wasn't there. Apparently he was there.
Yeah. You want to show us respect.
Now we're blowing up J.J. Dunham. We love him.
I love J.J.
We're
going
to blow up everyone here, including you.
You brought up J.J. Dunn. All right. I wasn't going to put him on blast, but you did.
Well, okay, I did. including you.
And you put me on blast first.
Well,
and I'm not ashamed to admit it. Yep.
You were on time at the ceremony.
I was on time for the ceremony, okay?
Drinks, cocktail,
I cocktailed with everybody.
You're talking with people, saying hi, taking pictures.
Went to go see Zay and his look beautiful.
Yeah,
bride.
Jessie looked awesome.
Oh, she was
and such a cool person.
No, family is awesome. Got a chance to hang out with the family, so I got a chance to
Kevin,
see him.
Kevin, the dad, shout out. He's a big fan.
Yes. Oh, yeah, shout out there. And so once I got a chance to face-to-face see the lovely bride and tell her congratulations and see the groom, see them face-to-face, that's when the Irish goodbye countdown started. That's when it starts right there. Boom. I already saw him face to face. They know I'm there. Boom. Started.
It started, but you had to rob us first. So Rod and his wife then come in to sit down like you're going to be eating
out.
Dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We're hanging out. What do you mean?
But there's a full drink Rod has there,
which was
part of the plan.
That is exactly
this
right.
This was Lucci and Sarti in a Dallas Cops uniform. And so it's very easy to, cops are flying by. The president's head's just been blown off. What's going on? Well, he's in a police officer's uniform.
Oh, yeah.
To Mexico City.
Right.
Probably back to Marseille, and we're good to go.
You got me. I mean, that was
I got you.
That was part of the plan.
No,
I told my wife, leave the drinks, but that's key. Because during a wedding, you could be, I'm circulating.
Right.
I'm schmoozing.
So
I'm
I didn't
out.
Know till 10
I'm
minutes after.
It.
Now I am Irish.
Boom.
So I saw y'all go out, and I looked to my left, and I said, Trey, I said, they're gone.
Like the wind.
I was the first to know.
Like the wind.
If I would have been a detective, I would have chased you.
You're right. I mean, we didn't fool everybody. But like I said, once they announced the food.
You fooled all the non-Irish.
Yeah, once they announced the food, everybody got excited about the food and started like circulating. I was like, this is the time. Babe, this is the time. Boom. That was it.
I love to know that everyone on staff, apparently, from the second they walked in, was like, all right, formulate escape plans.
No, it's not it at all.
Not me. Not me.
Can you stay till the end? Can you
Not to the end.
Well, close to the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, closer to the end.
But I saw the cake getting cut, talked to people, and was like, yeah, I'll catch the Chiefs game.
No, I
had to adult today. I had one margarita, like half of one there. It was really good, but
the open bar.
Yeah, and I didn't take advantage of that.
You didn't, yeah.
Because I had stuff to do.
Yeah, you have to be an adult. No.
So,
do I wake up at
7 a.m. with a hangover or feeling good?
Single ladies there?
There is a blonde teacher, pretty hot.
Oh, how'd you do?
We'll see.
Okay. All right.
When you walked in, did you scout which doors had alarms on them or not?
Yes.
Yeah, that's always.
Part of my DNA. Don't be racist.
I'm just saying.
That's part of yours, too.
I'm not Irish.
Oh, I thought you were Irish.
I mean, I'm Texan. My family's been in America.
Well, I'm Texan, too.
There's
a lot of both of us.
You can't go back far enough to find out like where my family's from. That's the problem. But
you can. Come on.
I have no idea. My family came over a long time ago on a boat, and that's all I know.
Yeah.
When you walk into a place and you're like, all right, I'm going to have to exit at one point, and I'm not going to say goodbye to everybody. Are you checking like which doors you are exits or ones you're like, don't walk over to a place. You walk to a door. Everyone sees you. You realize if I hit this, I'm setting off alarm. Now I got to walk back and wait 20 minutes for them to notice.
Wow.
It's hard.
That's
you got to plan.
Know. That's good to know. See, I'm not that of a veteran.
No, you look like a vet. I got news for you.
My wife. I mean, she's Irish.
You were all over the double move.
Boom.
I know what he's setting up here.
No. But I had a good time. So shout out to my man.
No, we did.
In
all seriousness, really cool wedding.
It was
and
a great wedding.
It was just really cool people, too. Good to see Coach Collier.
Good family.
And great
Coach
families.
Abels was
both
there.
Families were good.
Coach Abels was there hanging out.
Coach Cox. I talked with him for a little while.
Coach Cox was there too.
Yeah,
man, it was
talking old school.
It was like
Central Texas football.
It was fun,
over
man. There, man. It was really nice. I love that venue too, by the way.
It's nice.
Yeah, it was a nice venue.
What's it called again? The Arball?
The Arlo?
Arlo.
Arlo, I believe.
Arball. When are we getting that?
Jesus.
Yeah. I had it on my phone thing to get there, so I didn't need to know the name like you used to, where you would have stopped three times, and you're like, hey, I'm looking for the Arball.
Nobody stops for directions anymore. That would make you creepy right there. Stopping for directions makes you creepy these days. You just stop and like, hey, can you show me how to get to it? Like, what?
Right.
Nobody does that.
Someone's like, he doesn't have a phone. He's going to rob us for gas.
Yeah. It was last time somebody asked you for
Blues Brothers, John Belushi writing a check in the passenger seat all over.
See, we had to start the car.
Right, yeah. See, we got to start the car just to get the... Good job, Patrick. Look at that.
Patrick, you know how I feel about Blues Brothers.
I know, okay? But Patrick was all over it.
I know, I'm just saying, just so you know how I feel.
See, I like to lean up against the...
I got to write down on the dash and the... You see, my brother is going to be in here so we can co-sign him.
You guys are sick.
We are. Hey, you're sick because you don't think it's a good movie. And,
well, I didn't say what
and
he did.
I got to be honest, you gave the best Irish goodbye. Before we get to the Cowboys, trust me, we're going to talk Cowboys for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Bucky gave a good one, too. Because Bucky lasted after you, but Bucky got up like he was going to the buffet. And then Kaiser Soze.
Oh.
Poof.
Gone. You guys looked up at one point. He was headed to the buffet. You looked around to grab your drink and looked around and was like, where did Buck go?
Right. Evidence were these gray beards, these Lovie Smith beards that led out.
We thought Bucky left way earlier.
We did.
We took the picture with all the coaches.
Yeah.
And Bucky wasn't there. It was like, where's Buck? Where's the old ball coach?
But he was sitting down. He was pulling your deal where I'm sitting down for dinner. So I'm here for this part.
No, he was hanging out, ready to go.
Poof.
Bucky stayed longer than me. So
he did. Well, all of us were watching the Cowboys 49ers game. I heard Trey and Chad talk about this, and we may have been the antisocial table. By the way, Patrick Davis, who's with us, did not go because, as he claimed, he's a man child.
I'm a grown man child.
Yeah. So you just totally forgot about it?
So, no. Isaiah handed me the invitation.
Okay.
I set it on my desk.
I was late on the RSVP, too.
I set it on my desk on Friday. You were like, are you coming? And I was like, had not thought about it since I set it on my desk. Literally dropped out of my mind.
And the wedding Sunday.
It was the thing. It's like, I went home and I was like, oh, all right. I have to see and figure out what my schedule is that day. Did not think about it again.
This is why you need a wife.
This is why you need anyone to manage.
Wives are really helpful with that kind of stuff. I just handed it to her, and I hadn't really, just like you, hadn't thought about it since. And got a reminder in my phone or my calendar. Boom. Zay's wedding happening this weekend.
What is it about a penis and two balls, or for me, for one, where we're just not good at that stuff?
Yeah, women in my life have been much more organized than most of the men I know.
All right, but
which is amazing. It's not even close.
Which, by the way, this is how you know women would be great in some of the male-dominated coaching professions, because a lot of it is just organization.
Right.
It's just staying organized, which, you know, a lot of these guys are not.
Someone just interviewed a female GM, and I thought, it's about time. I'm like, we're cutting off half of the population because of a penis?
Yeah.
That has really nothing to do with what you're trying to do.
Or because they didn't play football, just because you didn't play football, as we all know, doesn't mean you don't know football.
Do you want me to go through the list of really good coaches?
Exactly. I already know it. Yeah.
Probably, you know, got ruled out because of diabetes in seventh grade.
Yeah.
For their physical.
And ended up being great
coaches. Being a great coach.
Yeah, exactly. For a lot of sports, by the way.
Right.
And it's not just something that applies to football. But anyway.
So we were watching the Cowboys game, and we're going to hit this from every angle. It's going to take a couple days, if not longer. But, man, the Niners dominated the Cowboys in the first half. So I'm watching on the phone, went back, and because the Chiefs blowout was so easy, was able to rewatch this game and really slow it down. And, man, the Niners just dominated them. I mean, they had twice the yards. They had more plays. TOP wasn't close. Rod, we broke this down from every angle and gave you a bunch of ways either team could win, right?
Yeah, yep.
And I'm actually very proud. I told you during it, I'm proud of what this show did.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely you, but all of us, Patrick. I mean, we hit this from different angles, and it kind of came true. It was, can you protect enough to take advantage of that weak secondary, which doesn't play a bunch of man, and when they did, guess what? Amari Cooper, touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the flip side, can you stop the run? And, you know, it's not like the Niners killed them with the run, although Debo, and you did a Rod's rant on this.
Wow.
Debo, especially on that first drive, but throughout the game, that was going to be their secret weapon.
Yep. He's just the versatility of the running game, and he pretty much defines it the way they use Deebo Samuel. Ended up with 110 yards from scrimmage. But when they needed a run, right? They needed it. Was it third and nine at the time?
Third and nine.
He's like, I'm not letting Jimmy G. I think we all said it. We're like, don't let Jimmy G throw the ball. It's third and nine, game on the line. If it was Aaron Rodgers, or are we talking about a Tom Brady? Or are we talking about, hell, even a Joe Burrow right now? I'd probably let Jimmy, just watching Joe Burrow.
What about a Dak Prescott?
Yeah, you got to. You're paying him that. You're paying him enough. You got to do it. But we all know
just
it.
Just testing the water on where you're at with him.
But this is a good point. But the point is, Shano knows what Jimmy G is. Kyle Shanahan knows exactly what Jimmy G is. Hell, I think at this point, Jimmy G knows what Jimmy G is. And he knows on third and nine, no. Game on the line. My best player is Deebo Samuel, actually. So I want to find a way to get him the football.
Yeah.
And we talked about how that's what
with Shannon, misdirection where they're going to be flying. And they were.
And so
a couple inches away from getting that.
Yeah. You think it was a good spot?
Yeah, at the time. I'm watching it with Chad and not just being a good friend, but I go, that's short. His knee was down.
Yeah.
But it's a couple inches short.
Just right as the ball was getting close to the yard line. I had no problem with
that. And honestly, a really sloppy game. Because the Niners, with Trent Williams, Jimmy G, you don't allow him to actually set. We saw that twice.
Yeah.
Dak didn't do it well with CD Lamb. This was a sloppy game. And the other thing we talked about so much was how undisciplined this Cowboys team was. And I said, I think that will be their undoing. I just didn't think it would be this. I thought it would be next week.
Yeah.
But
no, it's 14 penalties.
How do you have that?
89 yards, by the way.
Defensive holdings?
It was the second most in a playoff game in league history. Those 14 penalties. That's a lot of penalties, man. And you start looking at it, there have been four times this season where a team had 14 penalties in the 2021 season. Cowboys got two of those. So they are who we thought they were.
Yeah.
This is who the Cowboys are.
They led the league in penalties.
Yeah, you cannot be like, man, I can't believe the refs screwed them and all those penalties. No. They've been getting penalties like that all year long. This is who they are as a team. And not only did you bring up, talking about how their undisciplined ways are going to come back to haunt them, which they did, but we also talked about, and I brought this up specifically in the Raj rant, the clock management issues for Mike McCarthy, which were an issue, stigmatized him even before he came to Dallas.
That was his rep in Green Bay.
That was his rep in Green Bay, right? Even with Aaron Rodgers, that was his rep in Green Bay.
And a ring.
Mismanagement, yes, of the clock. And then he gets here, obviously, to the Cowboys. We won't talk about 2020, but 2021, there have been multiple issues where he may have mismanaged the clock or there was time that ended up lapsing that could have been more constructively used. And I think you had that come back to haunt the Cowboys again. So all those little things that, we've pointed out that, man, if the Cowboys are going to lose, it could be this or that or this is a possibility. They all happened, unfortunately, to the Cowboys in one game. The penalties, the mismanagement of the clock by Mike McCarthy or get on Dak and Kellen Moore if you want to. Even the play calling of the quarterback draw.
Can I give you one?
With 17, what was it? How many seconds left on the clock? I don't know. It was like,
17, I think it was 9. Whenever he slid down.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Bucky with my hip was the umpire who was trying to get down there.
Yes, true, but are we blaming more
and
the,
then bumps him?
Are we blaming the umpire more or are we blaming
I'm not blaming
Dak.
The umpire. That needs to be part. First off, you practice that and you time it and you give yourself 2 to 3 more seconds of the worst case scenario. So, guy with a bad hip. You can go look at the still shot of those guys.
He's far back.
Wait, you gotta be trailing that. You gotta be aware in that situation. And it was Dak's fault because what do? You
exactly.
Larry Fitzgerald that.
Yeah. You run it to him.
He sets it down.
You can just wait for the ref and still, as long as you don't have the ball possession of it and allow the ref to grab it and then place it and spot it.
Yeah, you
I
don't
think
give
you're
it
good.
To Tyler Biotish.
There you go. That was a mistake.
And I would also say that your verticals, your five verticals that you were going to run at the 25 compared to the 40, but you have two plays, you're probably not gaining too much of an advantage considering risk reward. And the risk is ball game if we didn't spike this.
No, I'm with you. First of all, I didn't like the play call.
I didn't either.
I know he's already said that the analytics –
Here we go. No, blame it on the computer.
He did. He said his analytics department, that was a play that they thought in that situation it had a lot of value and give them a huge advantage. And it did. It did. You could tell it was wide open. I mean, yeah, of course it's wide open because you don't have any timeouts and there's 17 seconds because I'm going to give you that.
Right.
But the Kim Kardashian, Nicki Minaj, Serena Williams size butt is, if you're going to call that play, your quarterback has to know. His internal clock has to be very accurate. And Dak's wasn't. Dak's clock was off. Dak slid too late for me, for my taste.
The urgency wasn't there.
It wasn't there. It was weird.
I heard Chad talking about Noah Brown. I mean, just the linemen in general.
Yeah.
You realize this is your season here, guys.
Exactly. So it was just, to me, I think Dak, and I know Dak also said they practiced that all the time in that situation with that exact play. And Bucky brought this up, so I'll give Bucky a lot of credit because Bucky's a coach and Bucky's been in those situations at practice. And like myself, and he knows that you try to get as close to the game atmosphere as you can, which means when you practice that, somebody on your coach staff's got to play the ref. Mm-hmm. Or you need to have a ref come in and be the ref during that 2-minute drill when you run that play so that people know you got to hand the ball to the ref. That you giving it to Tyler Biadasz at practice and then him coming down and actually spiking the ball and then hiking it, that's not accurate. That's not real game scenarios.
We're creating bad muscle memory.
Yeah, and Bucky said in practice, he was that guy.
He's habits.
Like, yeah, Bucky's like, I was the coach. I was the coach that was the pretend ref at the time, and they would have to hand the ball to me, and I would have to place it, and that'd be part of the time. That was 5 more seconds. You would have to, like, hey, man, you know, you need actually like 3 seconds for him to spot it, and then he's going to back up. That's like 4 seconds. So Dak wasn't thinking about that, and maybe that's Mike McCarthy's fault for not preparing Dak. That, well, or Kellen Moore. I'm a Kellen Moore fan, but I'll admit that's going to be on Kellen Moore, too.
I think both those guys get hit, which is funny because we'll get into it and probably maybe a little today, but certainly this week. We'll see what drops. But remember I brought up, was it a week ago, that if they lose this game, what about Mike McCarthy? And I got some texts like, whoa. They're the 3 seed.
They're talking about it.
It was easy to look at this with the interest with Kellen Moore and all that, but Moore should get hit on this too. Now McCarthy's on the headset and okayed it.
Yeah, I know he okayed that. That's a bizarre call, man. I do not support that call.
How do you put the game in the ref's hands?
Right, that's kind of what
you're
doing.
No matter what, you're putting in the ref's hands because you can say, well, that ref falls over. And also, they had a delay of game in this game because that same referee didn't spot the ball and step back in time.
Yeah.
It happened once already in the game that ref wasn't ready for you.
Oh, you mean on
when they didn't do the substitution on the fake punt?
Right.
Yeah.
But can we get back to that, guys?
Yeah.
So this is what we're talking about.
That was imbecilic.
This is, you have a chaotic sideline.
Yes.
Chaotic sideline.
Made no sense.
You fake a punt, and they're actually in fake punt, and I'm sure your boy Shannon will tell you that. It was just a one-on-one, and he looked like a gunner. He's flying down and cuts off on it.
Yep.
And a good ball from a punter. For a punter, right?
Yeah. No, they were desperate.
And then you try and get cute, and I don't know what you're trying to do there. You're either going to call a play because you've got some type of wildcat guy in there, and you're just going to roll with that. What are you doing? You're also milking a clock when you're down.
You're milking the clock. You're doing the 49ers a favor. It's like, what? I don't get the call. I know that the analytics.
So outside of the last play, that one bothers me the most.
Yeah, but they're both the umpire setting the ball.
Yeah.
And it not being done in time, and because he's got to set it and they got to get the guys on and off. But that's twice in a game. How do you not go, hey man, maybe we should think about this? Because I'm sitting watching the game, and right before that play, I go, yeah, it sucks though because they got to go to the sidelines here, and the 49ers know that they can't do anything over the middle. There will not be time to spike it.
Yep.
That's what I say. And then they run up the middle, and I go, well, that was stupid. Because in my head, I'm going 20 seconds, you're pretty safe of throwing it over the middle.
Chris Sims worked with Josh McDaniels.
Anything under 20, you're kind of risking it.
Chris Sims said this, your boy. Man, the ankle tattoo club's getting a lot of love here. And said that he worked with Josh McDaniels. We think Josh kind of is on top of this, right? Especially working for Belichick.
Yeah.
He said 18 seconds is a minimum.
Yeah, and they had, what, 14, 15? Like, it was pretty low.
It was pretty low.
And I go, you have two plays, basically. You're going to throw to the outside if it's there or throw to the end zone, and then you're going to do that again. And that's basically what you're going to get. You're going to try, if someone opened real quick, you maybe get a 6-7 second play to the outside. If it's 6 seconds, you might be able to do it again. But we all know that. And we know that the other team knows that. But I was asked this earlier. They go, well, what if you only got, 10 yards or 15? The play's only supposed to be a 15-yard draw. And then he hits it because then you save 2 seconds of him running.
Yep.
You're like, cool, you get 15 yards. Are you really going to give up 12 seconds, 13 seconds for 15 yards?
Yep.
That's crazy to give up that much time for that many yards.
It's all about what matters most in that time. Is it the possessions or the time? Which one matters most?
Because I guarantee you, you walk over to Kyle Shanahan and go, hey, there's 15 seconds left. Do you want to give him 15 yards? He'll go, 15 all day, but give him 30. Yeah. I don't care. The game's over.
The game's over.
My whole thing is to gain 15 yards because you want to go to five verts and do it with one play at the. Yeah, I would rather do two Hail Marys. Or if they're playing picket defense like that, which is what they were, which, Rod, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You got 5-10. Acho did a good job today kind of breaking this down because he played for him. And so he said, this is picket defense. We practice this. It's taking away the outside. All right, well, run your verts with a combo where you're faking outside. You've got someone actually hitting the end zone. Because if they're all protecting the outside, you're not going to have as many guys in the end zone deep that you usually would for a Hail Mary. And that prevent defense for the Niners and the Niners in the second half, awful.
Awful.
This is why I picked the Cowboys, because I've seen that team, and I've seen that Jimmy G, who tried to give this to you. And Jimmy G, it was a lucky day for him, because even on one of his bad throws, and he had a couple, and we know one that we're all thinking of with the interception, the one to Kittle's, it was a fumble. It was such a bad throw that it hit the ground and was incomplete. Thank you, sir.
The gift that keeps on giving is Jimmy G.
God, I love when you're so bad it works.
But also the gift that keeps on giving. My friends over at MyBookie, even though the fantasy football season's over, you can keep the excitement alive with MyBookie's double deposit bonus. Having your initial deposit matched up to $1,000 is like playing every game with home field advantage, something the Cowboys couldn't take advantage of. All you have to do is sign up, use the promo code Horn and get your funds credited to your account instantly so you can start placing your bets with MyBookie. With the NFL postseason in full swing, there's no shortage of games to choose from at MyBookie, and everyone knows the playoffs equal points. It's the best time of the year to hammer the overs with every player out there trying to make a name for themselves. You know player props are a great way to get a great edge right now. So MyBookie is home to exclusive contests that can be used to maximize your winnings and make 2022 your best year yet. Don't miss out. Double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000 by using the promo code HORN right now at MyBookie. Place your bets and get ready for the intensity of the playoff action. Bet anything, anytime, and anywhere. As long as you're betting with MyBookie, you're betting with the best.
Man, that was a 3-point spread, which Vegas had told us that was even. Speaking of my bookie,
because basically Cowboys are at home, 3 points for being at home,
and money came in on both because that line stayed there.
Yeah, no, I mean,
virtually the whole week.
And you brought up before the spot, the fact the Cowboys late that their 2-minute drill. I guess the 2-minute drill they were in, they had a shot because the 49ers had been atrocious in that 2-minute situation. They had lost Bosa and Fred Warner by that point, too.
Yeah, fair point.
They had lost arguably their two best defensive players.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're...
Yes.
Right? So, man...
Bosa is their best defensive player, and Warner, for what they do with their linebackers...
For what they do with the linebackers...
Is irreplaceable. Invaluable. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. So, yeah, I mean, it was... I could see... It could have flipped either way. If the 49ers hadn't gotten that start... The Cowboys would have won that game. That start was the key.
No doubt.
That opening drive, what was it, 7 plays, 75 yards. They had four straight plays of 11-plus yards.
Yeah. And also the Dak pick, which finished in the
that
Debo.
That was big. Yeah.
Touchdown run.
Yep.
The start, man.
Yeah.
Got out too much. All right, we barely even scratched the surface. We may have to audible. We're going to talk a lot of NFL recap. We're going to talk a bunch of Cowboys. We can always get to that tomorrow as well. Up next, though, we'll talk some UT hoops. Whew. Tough one in Ames.
Bucky and Aaron.
I went mall shopping yesterday. Went down to San Marcos.
Ooh, Outlet Mall.
Went to the Skechers. Got myself a couple pairs of Skechers. I got no shoelaces. No laces.
Got
to
bend over there.
Ian Romo and who else?
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana's another one.
Howie Long wears the Skechers.
Yeah, man. I understand now.
Who's the lady? There's a lady that wears the Skechers that people like a little bit. I'm not sure who that is. Someone
I took
will
a look
tell
at
us.
Those Skechers golfing shoes and I went, no, I'm going to pass on that right now.
Weekdays from 6 till 10.
Let's talk about the best dentist in Austin. That would be Dr. Greg Eckert. His office is up and going. They had received some winter damage, but they've been going for pretty much the whole fall, and they're open on Fridays now. They do so many good things. He really has an all-star team set up, whether it's cosmetic work, if you're having any pain or issues with your teeth or mouth, get in there and go see him right away. They take pain very seriously. You'll be out of it very quickly. But it's really the cosmetic work with the options they give you, which is so cool. That's where you can do just a lot of different things. I mean, if there's an option on the market, they have it there, and they have it at a high grade. Don't forget about Brain Vault, too. It's a sports science technology co-founded by Dr. Yu and also Drew Pittman, who's been an NFL agent for a long time. They've worked with roughly 100 NFL players over 6 years. No concussions reported. We were just talking about Nick Bosa. That was an issue for him yesterday. Brain Vault has patented technology. It's based on proven science. Essentially, it strengthens your neck. That's what the mouth guard does. So this is not just for football. If you have an athlete in the family that needs a mouth guard, get to brainvault.com. If you need a dentist, get to dreckert.com. It's Dr. Eckert with a U. It's 512-345-3166. 512-345-3166 or dreckert.com.
A new year comes with new excitement, new ambitions, new milestones. Is this the year you pop the question, have a child? Celebrate a major anniversary. At Diamonds Direct, we're here for you, now more than ever. With our vast selection of exquisite hand-picked diamonds, our world-renowned designer jewelry collections, our industry-leading warranties and guarantees, and our people. People with a passion for helping you mark any occasion with something that's both meaningful and timeless. And our commitment to providing exceptional value is stronger than ever in the new year. Whether you're just starting out on a tight budget or whether you're splurging on that 30th anniversary gift, Diamonds Direct will make sure you get the price that you expect from America's premier direct diamond importer. Welcome to a new year and welcome to Diamonds Direct, where extreme value combines with the ultimate luxury shopping experience to create that truly magical moment for the milestones in your life. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys at the Domain.
Specs is the place to try something new. A spirit, a wine, or even a brew. With thousands of ways to refresh and renew, your palate will thank you for all that you do. Specs selection so big and the prices so low. While you save on new cravings, your wallet will grow. 22 is the year to raise a new cheer. So come see us at Specs. The fun starts here.
Cheers to savings.
Everyone knows that Pluckers is not only the best place for chicken wings in Austin, but also the best place to watch college basketball. When USA Today names you one of the top 10 wing restaurants in America, you tend to be very busy. Our friends at Pluckers understand, especially with COVID, that no one wants to wait in line to get a table. So download the Pluckers Club app and virtually save your place in line. Prefer to eat Pluckers at your home? Pluckers offers online ordering for pickup and delivery through DoorDash. Get to Pluckers.com for details. At Pluckers, if you don't like our wings, we'll give you the bird.
Happy Martin Luther King Day,
yes,
to
sir.
Everybody out there. Happy MLK Day to each and every one of you. And you know what? Wish somebody a happy MLK Day when you see them. It'll freak them out. Even if just to see them freak out, it will. Because nobody does it. It's one of those holidays where nobody wishes you a happy blank. Like, you get a, I wish you happy, hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Right.
Merry Christmas. You know, do you get happy Easter? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know if people,
you get that.
You get happy Easter. But, like, you know, but nobody goes, like, happy Independence Day. Nobody gets happy Independence. It doesn't get that treatment. Happy Halloween gets it.
It does.
Some people may give you a happy Halloween, which is random because it's about, you know, about
goblins.
Ghosts and goblins and the,
it's
yeah,
about
like
dressing
that
up and getting drunk, Rod. Let's be
that
serious.
That is true. That
wasn't,
is true.
It's like Happy St. Patrick's
but
Day.
There's
about
a,
dressing up and getting drunk.
Was it a pagan holiday originally?
Yeah, there's a cult origin to it, kind of, right?
It's got an origin.
Yeah, cult. Yeah.
It's like Cinco de Mayo. Does anybody really care anymore? It's about drinking margaritas.
It's like St. Patty's Day.
Yeah. They're about getting dressing up and getting drunk.
St. Patty's Day.
There's a lot of these holidays.
Great point. Great point. That's what we turn every holiday into.
Yeah.
He's right. Damn it. Yeah. But
not this one.
Don't do that.
Not this one.
I was going to say, don't do that on Martin Luther King Day.
Please.
Don't turn into a drunken holiday. But if you want to go have some fun with friends and family, we encourage you to do that. So happy MLK Day to everybody out there. Yeah. Wish somebody in your life a happy MLK Day. Start making that a thing with MLK Day.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Yeah, just say like, hey, happy MLK Day. And they'll go, what the hell? oh, you know what? Happy MLK Day to you too. They'll look first. They'll get kind of offended because they're like, "What? It's not one of those holidays where you wish someone a happy or merry MLK Day. That'll even better.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be merry MLK Day.
Have a blessed MLK Day.
Have a blessed MLK Day. Yeah, start doing that. I
always wonder what MLK would if you looked at today's society because we are so racially divided, least. The people that talk to us want to tell us that.
That's true.
Necessarily see that in day-to-day life.
That's a great point.
But, you know, where he's such a meritocracy guy that it's like, hey, if you were born a certain way, you should not be discriminated against. And now that's all we hear. You know what I mean? I'm like, MLK would be like shaking his head like almost like Jesus would. It's like, no, this is not what I you guys got the wrong.
Not how I meant the message.
Yes, you got the wrong damn message.
Check it and twisted it a little bit. Yeah,
that's also happy MLK Day. Stay off Twitter, everybody. Off Twitter today. No need for today.
Yeah. Oh, I always love when politicians too will take it. I'm like,
yeah. Okay, so and speaking of MLK Day, I will do Roger Rand will be about MLK Day.
Beautiful.
And random facts you don't know about MLK, so I'll do that in Roger Rand.
Beautiful. One and done will be about the Cowboys and what they need to restructure.
Oh, there you go. Boom. There you go. Doing MLK tribute. So, nothing wrong with that.
Maybe some MLK stuff in there.
Yeah, all the music I'm playing today is all songs about MLK.
So there you go. Cool. Yeah. Boom. I love this. Okay. So now we've got some MLK Day.
Merry MLK Day.
Merry MLK Day. All right. Let's talk some Texas basketball. They did not have a merry day. It was not merry or happy for the Texas basketball team as they received.
It was sloppy as the Cowboys.
It was sloppy as the Cowboys. Not as many turnovers.
Felt like it.
But it was sloppy because the Cowboys only had one turnover in that game.
Yeah, they only had one. They were sloppy and undisciplined with penalties.
Very different definition of sloppy. But the Texas basketball team, the men, were very sloppy against Iowa State. Lost that game 79-70 on the road. And the 20 turnovers are probably the storyline that most Longhorn fans take from this game. Texas had a season high 20 turnovers, 13 of those in the first half. Iowa State built a 7-point lead off of those turnovers. But there were other, different elements of the game that I think you could be critical of for Texas, but it's hard to recover when you turn the basketball over that much. That was their, if you look at turnover percentage, it was their season high, which actually the Oklahoma State game was their previous season high. 22.9% of their possessions were turnovers in that game. In this game, Texas was up to 29%. Close to 30% of all your possessions ended up being turnovers. At one point, KD, they were at 50%. At one point, you would look at it in Texas, like I think out of their first 24 possessions or something that it was, that the half of those were turnovers. It's crazy.
It was ugly, and Iowa State was hitting some threes, and they got points off turnovers, I think 23. They got 30 points in the paint. They were more physical inside. They drove. Texas actually did a pretty good job on Isaiah Brockington. And that was the possible Big 12 player of the year that we talked about, who'd been their leading scorer, averaging 18. But it was Gabe Kalscher. It was actually the Minnesota transfer that we didn't want to see go off. And that was Kalscher, who hit 6 threes. Who's the Slovenian kid?
Oh, I can't pronounce the name.
I can't either, and I don't want to butcher
screw it up.
But he hit a couple threes. They had guys kind of chipping in, and they just extended that lead in the first half. And it was primarily, Rob, like you just said, it was Texas turnovers. They were not strong with the basketball. They were not smart with the basketball. And Iowa State took advantage of it. And, the better team won.
They shot 60% in the second half.
Iowa State did.
They ended up shooting 56% for the game, I believe. But they were just...
What did they shoot from beyond the arc? Because that had to be in the 40s.
I want to say that they were... Ooh, man, I think you're right. I think it got like 43%. I have the
you know, the 43.5.
Yeah, okay. So they were just... Texas defense, which usually is elite. I mean, it's an elite quality of this team. It did not hold up well. And Iowa State is not considered upper echelon offensively either.
No, they're not. No, they came in as the ninth best defensive team, and they showed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, to hit threes like that on top of it, honestly, I was surprised it finished at 9.
No.
Because you could feel that thing, and they're like, this is a double-digit. Going to be a double-digit type win. They're 1-3 coming in, Rod. I knew they'd be desperate. And I also told you that even with the loss to Kansas, the one-point loss, that some of the post-game quotes from the players, authentically, not even trying to say, hey, we lost, but they're like, no, we found something offensively.
Patrick, what did you see in the game? I mean, it's obviously you've seen this game, this team up close and personal a ton.
Yeah, it sucks because the Oklahoma game was so much fun. And the part of it is wondering if this team needs to figure out a different road schedule because they have done this multiple times on the road of just not showing up and starting off slow, and it just kind of rolls downhill from there. But, I mean, I think the big problem I'm seeing right now is I'm not sure that this inside-out game is working. I don't know if Trey Mitchell and Christian Bishop are strong enough right now to be able to play this game when they're getting doubled and tripled every time, and so many turnovers are coming out of either trying to get it into a post where they're kind of getting fronted,
or get they get it they get doubled.
And they get in double, triple, and they just go, with those guys as athletic as they are and they can both shoot, I'd like to see him try some pick and roll and some pick and pop.
I'm with you. And it's going to be a matchup. I mean, that's a really good point. It's going to be a matchup. When we talk about points in the paint, though, and we have talked about inside out, which I still think that needs to be kind of something they do, because just throwing it around the perimeter and jacking up a three with a team that honestly is not that good of a three-point shooting team.
No, and I definitely don't want to see that. But I would like to
put the ball on the floor as a guard and create that way.
And drive. Because points in the paint don't always come from post players.
No, actually, a lot of the time they come from the guard.
But if we're sitting... especially one, but maybe two guys in the post, there is no driving anymore because they always have a rim protector sitting underneath the basket. So when I say pulling the guys out, I'm trying to open it up for pick and rolls,
create
pick and
lanes,
pops,
yeah.
and passing, trying to create those lanes to get more dunks, get more layups, and stuff like that. Because when this offense stalls, it stalls hard.
Yeah, it goes on those cold stretches, which it did late in that game. They had a 3-minute drought without a basket. They had a 5-minute drought with just one field goal late in the game. That pretty much sealed it. And that was right after they had started to make somewhat of a run. But to Patrick's point about the post and trying to feed and go inside out and feed the post a little bit, they had 20 turnovers total. 9 of those were by forwards.
Right. Trey Mitchell played 16 minutes and had 4 turnovers.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, because it's just
he's getting
double teamed. And Dylan DeSue's problem is he's doing it on both ends because he's getting in the paint and he's also trying to feed into the paint and maybe not seeing a guy cutting over and seeing those doubles and triples come in. So you have to have – Andrew Jones has been doing a pretty decent job of hitting threes to make them respect doubling off of him. But Ramey and Carr need to get quick trigger fingers. Jace Febres really needs to be that guy of a 3-and-D guy.
Look, Febres played 4 minutes. Avery Benson played 6.
Yeah.
They need Febres down the stretch.
Yeah, and I know Febres tweaked his knee a little bit earlier in the season, and he hasn't played a lot of minutes since then. But – when you talk about a 3-and-D guy, and especially an in-and-out, get the ball, kick it out to the guy off the double, and it's Jace, he needs to be automatic there. And he was in a lot of big wins for Texas over the last few years.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
Timmy Allen was in foul trouble.
I was going to say, that hurt him, too.
Before the whistle.
16 seconds in?
He had two
16 seconds in.
Yeah. So, now that was big. He was 3, because he was actually pretty efficient from the field.
Yeah.
He was 3 of 4.
Just didn't play much.
Just didn't play much, couldn't play much.
Sat the opening of the second half.
12 total minutes that he played.
I've been excited with Devin Askew, who enrolled early and was a Kentucky guy, a 5-star, and now technically this will be his freshman year if you're looking at classification. And I've seen some things from him, even in the Oklahoma State game where I thought, okay, you know, I'm seeing some stuff. He had his worst game. And talk about doubling, Patrick. They would double in the post. Anytime he was the point, you can tell. Yeah, it's very obvious what the game plan was for them. And that is to pressure him with the basketball. We don't think he's a true point. Mm-hmm. And they even flashed on him at one point where he's trying to get the ball over half court, and they flash at him, so he's got a double, and he just retreats. And you get a 10-second call or 8-second call. It's like, all right, where are we at right now?
Yeah. No, it's this conference concern should be concerning for Longhorn fans because of how – you know what I mean? Because how competitive it is, that top to bottom, almost, you know, night in and night out. Now Texas is 0-3, trying to get those quad one wins against a team like Iowa State, which had 4 of those quad one wins.
Now has 5.
Now has 5, actually. Take that back. Yeah, you go. And Texas is 2-3 now outside of Austin.
Right.
Some concerning things.
Yeah. Right now, it's just a average to good basketball team. Yeah, and it'll be matchup to matchup.
And that's the thing. They're a better than average defensive team.
Oh,
they are
really
a far
good
below
team.
Average offensive team,
so
especially
out.
On the road.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at this team on the road, that apparently Marcus Carr and Courtney Ramey don't know how to shoot on the road. And I don't want to talk bad about them because, of course, they do. But they have just not played well on the road. And when you talk about the double teams, Marcus Carr is doing a better job of basically pulling two defenders, passing it off, and getting them to play a quick 4-on-3, Texas has an advantage. ASU needs to get comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
Because if they're going to double you out on the perimeter, you need to pull them off, get a 4-on-3 with the quick ball, move the ball around, everyone can score, and you can get easy points that way. Mm-hmm. So Carr's doing well with that, but yeah, ASU right now needs to get a little bit more comfortable under pressure.
Andrew Jones kept Texas in this thing.
18 points.
Yeah, he hit a couple.
6 of 10.
If 4 threes, hit a couple or maybe 3 in the first half, which kind of kept this thing close. But Iowa State was a better team, and as we told you, don't look at the 1 and 3 and think that Texas will go up there.
And you talked about this, and it was true. They played with desperation.
They did.
They played like they were getting eliminated from the tournament.
Yep.
It had that kind of feel for them, and I think it was because they were like, man, we know we're good, but why in Big 12 play and conference play have we been struggling? And they found, at least they found their groove temporarily versus Texas.
They did. Yeah. Did the Texas football team find the right answer at tight end? Also, who did they lose on?
Basketball.
Zay Collier here, and I proudly like to introduce my new basketball show every Thursday night, 8 to 9, The Right Call with Zay Collier, brought to you by Native Roots Real Estate. So if you need that basketball fix, that Texas hoops fix, that college hoops fix, that NBA fix from your boy, then catch me every Thursday night from 8 to 9, The Right Call with Zay Collier on The Horn, brought to you by Native Roots Real Estate.
Horn. You don't get to be the league's all-time leading rusher without feeling some pain.
Pro football legend Emmitt Smith knows joint pain, and he also knows the old treatments aren't the only treatments. Today, there's a natural alternative to drugs and surgery. It's Biologic Therapies from QC Kinetics.
I'm talking regenerative solutions that encourage your body to heal and repair itself.
Do you have pain in your hips, knees, shoulder, lower back? Want to get your life back? The local medical professionals at QC Kinetics can help.
Call to learn more about this exciting natural way to deal with chronic joint pain.
Don't put it off. Call QC Kinetics. Restorative regenerative solutions with no downtime and lasting results.
Don't let your joint pain keep you from doing the things you love. There's a new natural solution that patients are raving about.
QC Kinetics.
Make the call to QC Kinetics. Tell them Emmitt Smith sent you.
Call QC Kinetics. 512-593-4303. That's 512-593-4303. QC Kinetics. 593-4303.
You and your phone have been through a lot this past year. It's been your lifeline to the world. And now some big wireless company is telling you you gotta buy a new phone from them and sign their contract? They don't control you. With TracFone Wireless, you can keep the phone, number, and network you already have. Already got a 5G phone? Keep that too. Because TracFone runs on America's best networks now with 5G nationwide. Plus, we've got unlimited talk and text smartphone plans starting at just $20. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. 5G nationwide access requires a 5G capable device. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
A secret to sticking with your goals? The right gear. That's why I went to Kohl's and got an Adidas hoodie for under $45, picked up some Nike sneakers, and got a new fleece from Tech Gear for just $12.99. Oh, I even got an extra 15% off and earned Kohl's cash. So I'll be going back for more. Shopping counts as cardio, right? Flex styles. Adidas and Nike coupons do not apply. Ends January 17. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
A new year and you are still putting off fixing your clogs, leaks, and pipes? Or trying to do it yourself?
Don't touch it with your hands.
Make one of your resolutions a visit from Hambone Plumbing. Hi, it's Rita Ballou, and when you need an expert behind that wrench, you need Hambone Plumbing.
Plumbing repairs and service.
And they do new plumbing installations, water heaters, and water softeners, too. Let this be the year of getting your plumbing straight. Call Hambone. 40 years and 3 generations of getting it done. 512-388-7030. HambonePlumbing.com. License number M124.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GREAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs. Specs wine, spirits, and finer foods. You're on the way. Less to pay. Everyday store. Cheers to savings.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham?
Happy MLK Day. Patrick playing some MLK theme songs. Who's this right here?
This is Marvin Gaye. This is Abraham, nice. Martin, and John.
Okay.
Ooh. Man, that's legit.
This may be the best we hear all day long. I know you've got some good stuff
we'll
set
say,
up.
This is a good stuff. Man, Marvin Gaye is always good stuff.
Right, exactly. It's Marvin Gaye. So we'll get into that for sure. Some Texas football here on RBKD. We've been talking about really a lot of guys in the transfer portal, but three specifically, and that was Drew Sanders and also Jaleel Billingsley from Alabama, and then also Mario Williams from Oklahoma. Rod, all three guys decided over the weekend, maybe one out of three ain't bad. I'm going to wait until O'Shawn Mathis decides to let you know how big Drew Sanders going to Arkansas, the outside linebacker, 6'5", white kids, pretty rangy, good player.
Yeah.
Five-star out of Denton, and he decides Arkansas. You know, I know Texas fans are shocked by this, and I would love to look at it and say, what the hell? But all you got to do is put on the tape of Texas, Arkansas last year and say, what defense do you want to play in?
Barry Odom. Running that three high safety look. I mean, he did. He undressed Steve Sarkisian. You know, I mean, let's just be honest. He dismantled that offense. And I'm with you. I think it was an easy pitch to a guy who wants to play defense. They are in the SEC. I'm sure that was part of the pitch when he went to Bama, was that, hey, you want to play in the best conference in college football. I mean, that's part of the pitch. Still got that with Arkansas. And he'll get to play Texas, won't he? Oh, is that not next year? Did they not get a return?
Depends how long he's going to be there. Because it's not next year.
So what is he a classification? A freshman or sophomore?
Sophomore.
Did he get a year back? Sophomore?
I think he got a year back. So
he's a sophomore?
It could be a junior. I used to be so good with this, okay. But it's with COVID and transfer portal and giving guys 19 years. Yeah. I have no idea.
No. I mean, I see why it's an easy pitch, though. If you want to play, you know, defense and he can make that pitch that Barry Odom's building a defensive culture there. Texas can't really make that pitch right now. You can make the pitch that, hey, do you want to be a part of...
We got something open for you.
Right? You want to be a part of this rebuild that we're having on defense? Yes. And maybe that's not the pitch that was attractive to him.
I don't think so. So they lose out on him. We'll see with Mathis, who's another edge guy, a little bit
I think it actually increases their chances they'll get O'Shawn Mathis, though.
Yeah, well, he knows he'll be starting.
Well, exactly. And he's from Central Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's from this area, too. So, and if you get to Gary Patterson,
which hadn't been announced yet,
but I think the assumption is Texas is going to get Gary Patterson. When they do, I think also that will increase your odds even more that you'll get O'Shawn Mathis, who used to play for Gary Patterson.
So for Texas fans, I'm doing bad news first. You know, people always ask you. You got buddies like that. Good news or bad news? Oh, God, why?
It's so weird how some people...
I'm not going to enjoy the good news because I know the bad news, so give me the bad news first. But either way, whether we put it first or second, I'm probably not going to enjoy the good news as much.
I'm a bad news first guy.
If we do good news first, and I enjoy the good news, I'm worried about the bad news, so I can't enjoy it as much. If we do good news second, and the bad news is so bad at the beginning, I won't enjoy the good news in the at the last part. So...
There you go.
Give me good news.
It's still going to be, the bad news is coming either way, damn it.
Exactly. Other bad news, Mario Williams, not a surprise here. Sanders, no. I had hope for. Mario Williams was a Lincoln Riley guy.
That was a long shot.
Caleb Williams, he tweeted about that.
Yeah.
Baseball, I think, would help. But, you know, as the other thing, too, is that a lot of dual sport guys, you know, maybe Kyler Murray is a great example of this. Winning in baseball is not Not really. I want to go show what I can do, mm-hmm. but I want to go win in football, and Mario Williams chooses USC.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It's something, I think it's more about how high profile college football is as opposed to college
fair.
Baseball.
Completely fair.
A lot of that too. But I agree. I think it was a long shot. I think it was an accomplishment in itself to be able to get him to campus, considering he's an Oklahoma guy, and his tweet earlier said he was going wherever Caleb Williams went, and everybody assumed that would be USC. To get him on campus, I think it was an accomplishment. It shows you that Brendan Marion is hitting the recruiting trail hard, trying to upgrade the wide receiver position. And as I've said many a times, and I still believe it, wide receiver is the deepest position in football at any level. You can find quality wideouts out there. There are quality wideouts in that transfer portal. Matter of fact, there are more quality wideouts than any other position, arguably.
We're getting back to the Cowboys here in about 5-6 minutes. You know, Juwan Jennings, who had three catches, all of them were third down conversions. 6'3", 215 out of Tennessee, is a damn good player. You know where your boy and John Lynch got him in the draft?
Where? I don't even know.
7th round.
It's crazy.
A couple years ago.
And he was big in the Rams game.
Sorry, 6th round. Mitchell was 7th. I'm sorry. So, but still.
They don't win that game against the Rams without him. They don't make it to the playoffs.
6 or 7 catches.
Yeah, he was clutch.
Really
clutch.
I
didn't know he was 6. He didn't know it was that. Man.
It's just backing up your point.
Yeah. You can find a ton
at all
of talent
levels.
There. Yeah, at all levels. I really truly believe that.
Which is also why you need to cut Zeke. I'll get into that in one and done. How about the guy Texas got, though? We've talked about the tight end room.
Yeah, Jaleel Billingsley. That's a big move by Jeff Banks and company to get him. It's an upgrade at the tight end position in as it relates to his receiving role in terms of him being a target in the passing game. If you look at it honestly as a run blocker, I mean there's evidence that he was the worst run blocker on Alabama's offense. Period.
Right.
The last 2 years. So Jared Wiley and Cade Brewer actually are better blockers than him.
But Sark knows that.
Yeah, so exactly. Sark's like, hey, man.
Because he was there with them.
We'll coach that up. We can coach that up. That's some technique. That's that's some foundational issues. We can work with that.
We won't ask you to do it that much.
But I need a guy at the tight end position that can actually be a threat in the passing game, that can stretch the field vertically. My man Jeff Howe brought up these numbers. I'll bring them up again because I think they're really good. Comes from Pro Football Focus. You look at average depth of target. Jared Wiley last year, 3.8 yards. That's average depth of every time he was targeted with the football was less than 4 yards down the field. For Cade Brewer, it was less than 5 yards down the field, 4.8. For Billingsley, 10.5. And before that, it was 9.6. That was the year Sark was there. So you go look at, he's just more, I think Sark understands.
Is he a flex to you?
Yeah, I mean, you can use him as a flex. Yeah, I mean, you can. I believe he's more comfortable out in space if you put him in the slot and flex him, like you said. Yeah, but he's more of a liability if you just put him in line, right? He's more of a strength. It's advantageous to him to be away from the line of scrimmage. You have him as an inline tight end. There's a good chance he's going to be matched up on a really good pass rusher or a really good run stuffer, and he'll get dominated. But I'm with you. That ain't why Sark brought him here. Sark doesn't use his players in that way. He's really good at really making his offense malleable to the strengths of his players. It's one of the key things about him. So I think you'll see Billingsley really advance the passing game from the 12 personnel, one back, two tight ends. Remember, Texas basically was in 12 personnel 40% of the time last year.
Yeah, and the year before at Alabama he was a lot.
And at Alabama, actually, at half. Over 50% of the handoffs at Alabama were out of 12 personnel, which is one back, two tight ends. And I went back and tracked it this year. For Texas, it's 49% in 2020. So it's right around 50% of all your handoffs in Sark's offense will be out of two tight ends. Remember, Sark's on the record for saying he believes the tight end position is the second most important position in his offense behind quarterback. None of us believe him, but he said it. So I think he actually believes that, and I think the truth is it's about the running game, though, because he knows what an asset they could be in terms of the running game, but this is more about the passing game, not necessarily about the running game.
All right. Still got open spots in the transfer portal. JT Daniels threw his name in there. Not that Texas is going after that.
Oh, what does that mean? That means your boy's coming back, huh? Stetson Bennett?
Yeah.
I mean, he's coming back.
Where is he going to go?
Well, I don't know. He could go play professionally.
Go to real estate? I mean, you can wait a year on that.
Go play in Canada.
USFL's back.
Canada.
Fair enough.
Yeah, here you go. You know what I mean? XFL's coming back.
I know he won a game, so he's the next coming, but.
Yeah, he's probably better he comes back, because you know why? Name, image, and likeness.
With a natty?
Dude, he can.
41 years?
He's going to make $1 million.
Right.
In just this 1 year. I know he really will.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. That's why you come back.
Hell, I'm Stetson Bennett, and this is why I like this pie. Georgia pie's different from all pies.
I mean, he really needs to sell cigarettes. We all agree Stetson Bennett here for Marlboro is the best.
What year is it?
He was also the guy. Was that like, I'm
it's
not.
Just a name.
Was that Pappy?
It was the 80s.
What was the real expensive, I think, whiskey or bourbon he was drinking from the, when we saw his morning appearance?
I believe most state legislation have certain laws against what you can and cannot endorse. And I think liquor may be one of those things in some states.
I'm not saying endorse it. I'm saying get paid in that.
I know. Well, that's something that would be a law against that.
Could be talking about, you know, some Georgia food or something like that, or some car place.
Say getting paid in whatever trade it is. Yeah, get paid in Chick-fil-A nuggets. Be like, Chick-fil-A, you endorse me. Just pay me in nuggets.
Uh-huh.
I might take that deal. Honestly.
Bacon jam Brussels sprouts at the wedding last night.
Ooh.
They were good.
Ooh, nice.
They were good.
Damn, that's good. That's next level.
Really good.
Hate I missed those.
All right, we're one in. We feel like we've got, we've done like 10 minutes here. So let's get back to the Cowboys. We will recap the NFL. We'll do some of that today, some of that tomorrow. But it's all about the Cowboys right now. We're going to see if Rod Irish goodbyes us with 1 hour.
Remember, when you're feeling down, when you're having one of those days, there's always sports. A message from your friends here at the Horn.
The best beer that you can find all throughout Central Texas is Altstadt beer. What's up, guys? BK here talking Altstadt.